And Donald Trump has signed an executive order to end federal funding for NPR and PBS. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Slushansky reports what that could mean for local residents.
The president has targeted public broadcasting for years, calling NPR and PBS biased. The order argues that in today's media landscape, federal funding for public broadcasting is outdated. Dan Flynn of Ambler, who says he supports WHYY's non-news programming, agrees with Trump.
I would prefer that any funding was kept out of the what I consider politics and news reporting, because I don't see it as ever being able to be not based in, you know, particular viewpoints.
However, graduate hospital resident Eric Clothen says he listens to NPR and WHYY for what he calls trustworthy journalism. While some NPR and PBS affiliates like WHYY say they'll find ways to adapt, other stations that rely more heavily on federal support warn the cuts could be devastating. Carmen Russell-Slushansky, WHYY News.